The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Chapter 48. The Corn Spirit as an Animal. Section 1. Animal Embodiments of the Corn Spirit. I end some of the examples which I have cited to establish the meaning of the term, neck, as applied to the last sheaf. The corn spirit appears in animal form as a gander, a goat, a hare, a cat, and a fox. This introduces us to a new aspect of the corn spirit, which we must now examine. By doing so we shall not only have fresh examples of killing the god, but may hope also to clear up some points which remain obscure in the myths in worship of Adonis, Attis, Osiris, Dionysus, Demeter, and Verbius. Amongst the many animals whose forms the corn spirit is supposed to take are the wolf, dog, hare, fox, cock, goose, quail, cat, goat, cow, ox, bull, pig, and horse. In one or other of these shapes the corn spirit is often believed to be present in the corn, and to be caught or killed in the last sheaf. As the corn is being cut the animal flees before the reapers, and if a reaper is taken ill on the field, he is supposed to have stumbled unwittingly on the corn spirit, who has thus punished the profane intruder. It is said, the werewolf has got hold of him, the harvest goat has given him a push. The person who cuts the last corn or binds the last sheaf gets the name of the animal, as the rear wolf, the rear sow, the oats goat, and so forth, and retains the name sometimes for a year. Also the animal is frequently represented by a puppet made out of the last sheaf or of wood, flowers, and so on, which is carried home amid rejoicings on the last harvest wagon. Even where the last sheaf is not made up in animal shape, it is often called the rear wolf, the hare, goat, and so forth. Generally each kind of crop is supposed to have its special animal, which is caught in the last sheaf, and called the rear wolf, the barley wolf, the oats wolf, the pea wolf, or the potato wolf, according to the crop. But sometimes the figure of the animal is only made up once for all at getting in the last crop of the whole harvest. Sometimes the creature is believed to be killed by the last stroke of the sickle or scythe. But oftener it is thought to live so long as there is corn still unthreshed, and to be caught in the last sheaf threshed. Hence the man who gives the last stroke with the flail is told that he has got the corn sow, the threshing dog, or the like. When the threshing is finished, a puppet is made in the form of the animal, and this is carried by the thresher of the last sheaf to a neighboring farm, where the threshing is still going on. This again shows that the corn spirit is believed to live wherever the corn is still being threshed. Sometimes the thresher of the last sheaf himself represents the animal. And if the people of the next farm, who are still threshing, catch him, they treat him like the animal he represents, by shutting him up in the pigsty, calling him with the cries commonly addressed to pigs, and so forth. These general statements will now be illustrated by examples.